This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
A new COVID stimulus package gaining some traction in Congress with limited bipartisan support includes billions in new help for agriculture. The stimulus framework at just over $900 billion is billed by Speaker Pelosi and top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer as a starting point for bipartisan bicameral talks after months of failed effort to pass a new COVID legislation. Included is $26 billion for farm and nutritional aid, key for crop and livestock producers and those in the biofuel industry suffering from months of pandemic-related losses. Plus, there's $10 billion earmarked for rural broadband. At the American Farm Bureau Federation, Executive Director Dale Moore had this take.
We are encouraged that, you know, Congress is coming together, you know, in a bipartisan fashion, at least it appears to be bipartisan fashion, to include agriculture in this package. And I think importantly that there seems to be also a bipartisan desire to get this package wrapped up as Congress, you know, gets closer and closer, December 11th.
That is when a earlier temporary spending bill keeping the government open in the absence of regular agency spending bills will expire. And Moore says agriculture's needs are continuing to mount.
Well, it's pretty clear that the pandemic is not slowing down. It appears to be accelerating, certainly in this country. And we keep hoping and praying that, you know, we're going to see that light at the end of the tunnel get brighter and brighter. But until we get there, there's a lot of work that we need to do.
That work includes addressing both economic losses and new illness outbreaks at some processing plants.
And so getting this one done and hopefully getting 2020 wrapped up on a high note relative to the assistance that folks need is certainly important.
But the latest proposal is nowhere near a done deal. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has pushed for smaller, less budget-busting deals and doesn't appear ready to support the latest framework. In other news from Capitol Hill, the Hagstrom Report says the full House Republican Conference ratified committee-ranking members for the upcoming 117th Congress. Pennsylvania Representative Glenn Thompson is now the ranking member on the House Ag Committee. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says, quote, Congressman Thompson is ready to lead his colleagues on an issue he knows best. He comes from a family of dairy farmers and has lived in rural Pennsylvania his whole life, so he understands what needs to get done to take American agriculture to the next level. Thompson, who replaces the retiring Michael Conaway, says the challenges ahead of us are considerable, but we will continue to put farm families first. National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Vice President of Governmental Affairs, Ethan Lane, issued a statement praising the vote by Republicans' steering committee. Cattle producers in Pennsylvania and across the country are well represented by Congressman Thompson, Lane says. From his long-standing track record of bipartisan legislative victories to his work mentoring the next generation of agriculture, GT, as he's called, does it all. Lane also says that the Pennsylvania Republican is an exemplary choice to guide the committee for years to come, and they are excited to work with him and his team in the next Congress. In the latest word from President-elect Joe Biden, he told the New York Times this week that Democrats forgot about rural America. However, in the same interview, he says that residents of rural America will, quote, not be left behind. Biden talked about the future efforts of Democrats to win the support of rural American residents and the 74 million people who voted for Trump in the election. Quote, you know, it really does go to the issue of dignity, how you treat people, Biden says. I think those people feel forgotten, and I think we forgot them. While Democrats claimed the cities and suburbs to capture the Oval Office, the party fell even further behind in large parts of northern battleground states. Democrats lost the House seats in the Midwest, while Democrats once considered serious challengers to Republican incumbents in Iowa, Kansas, Montana, and North Carolina Senate races all lost. Fox News says continued losses in the country are putting pressure on Biden to reverse the trend, especially as failure to accomplish that will make it harder to meet his goals of curbing climate change. And in latest news from the USDA, sign-up deadlines for the Dairy Margin Coverage Program are coming up in 1 week on December 11th, and the American Farm Bureau is saying the number of dairy operations signed up is lower than expected. So far, only 7,846 operations have enrolled in the program, covering about 64 billion pounds of milk. Those numbers account for just under one-third of the total number of U.S. operations and the total volume of milk. Approximately 68% of the country's licensed operations with established production history have not signed up for the program. Next year's 7,846 operations enrolled is more than 23,000 fewer operations than signed up back in 2019, when 13,468 dairy farms enrolled in the program. The drop in 2020's dairy enrollment was due in part to somewhat positive expectations for the dairy industry going into this year. The low level of sign-ups just days before the deadline is surprising, given the benefits of enrolling for next year. A rally in commodity prices may be helpful to many farmers, but it does make feed costs higher for dairy producers. The rising price of feed will squeeze the margins of dairy farmers, and that should make programs like the DMC more attractive to producers. Coverage is available from as low as $4 a hundredweight to as much as $9.50 per hundredweight. Moving on now on this Friday to the latest State of Illinois Ag News. Crop insurance for next year's growing season includes a couple of new options for farmers to consider. The options are in addition to the normal crop insurance policies. The first was actually introduced in the 2020 season, SCO, or the Supplemental Coverage Option. The new one is ECO, or Enhanced Coverage Option. Here's how Illinois Extension's Gary Schnittke says ECO works.
ECO will offer farmers a coverage from either 90 to 95% down to 86%. Farmers can use that in conjunction with SCO to get coverage down to their coverage level of their selected product.
Now it's time to remember what all these acronyms mean. ECO can be used with either of the PCL or ARC Federal Safety Net programs. SCO is only available with PLC. ECO makes payments based on county yields. Most farmers take RP, or Revenue Protection Crop Insurance, and that's based off farm-level yields. Here's how all three would work together. RP makes up the difference in revenue lost up to the insured amount, let's say 80% at the farm level. SCO for PLC users only then covers losses from 80 to 86%. ECO covers losses from 86% to either 90 or 95%, depending on what the farmer wants to buy, according to Schnittke.
By the way, if I were buying it, I would buy ECO and maybe skip SCO. ECO's going to pay on a more of a band than SCO would.
The other thing, however, is that ECO can be pretty expensive. For example, in Champaign County, it would cost $7 to $8 an acre for coverage to 90% and about $21 to 95%. Those numbers are in addition to the regular crop insurance costs. And the Illinois Farm Bureau is readying for the organization's first virtual annual meeting this weekend. Mark Gebhartz of the IFB says plenty of work has been done as part of the resolutions process.
There's a lot of focus on trying to protect business, small business, including agriculture, from some of the liability concerns around COVID. That certainly has been a focal point, as one might imagine. A lot of talk about road commissioners, both township and county commissioners, trying to make sure, again, that there's clarity in how we work and interact with those folks. Dairy continues to be a focal point in some of the dairy policy, and also crop protection. We continue to make sure that, again, there's good stewardship here as we use our crop protectants. There's been concern, as you know, around dicamba in the past. That has not gone away, and so some of the policy submittals have tried to focus on that. And then there's also a recommendation to our board that will be considered, encouraging the board to look at a livestock working group to continue to look at the pricing issues and the price disparity issues associated with our livestock industry. So the delegates, again, have done a great job as we've operated virtually.
And the organization's virtual business meeting is set for tomorrow, Saturday. Moving along now into local ag news here on your Friday, a team of horticulture educators received the University of Illinois Extension's Team Excellence Award for collaborative work around the Good Growing educational program. Good Growing is a multifaceted media platform featuring weekly print media, blog, podcasts, videos, and webinars as a comprehensive source of extension information. Chris Inroth, Andrew Holsinger, Kenneth Johnson, and Katie Parker developed the program's content. Andrew Holsinger, the Extension Horticulture Educator serving our local area of Christian, Jersey, Macoupin, and Montgomery County. He provides the horticulture education for gardeners of all ages and skill levels in our area. He also holds expertise in pruning techniques, plant identification, tree fruit culture, and using technological methods for teaching. Additionally, he is responsible for offering leadership to the training and educational needs of the Master Gardener program in our local area. Along with this award, Holsinger has also won many other awards for his work with the U of I Extension. The other three individuals on the team included Chris Inroth, who serves Henderson, Knox, McDonough, and Warren County, Kenneth Johnson, that serves Calhoun, Cass, Green, Morgan, and Scott County, and Katie Parker, who serves Adams, Brown, Hancock, Pike, and Schuyler County. And that'll conclude your Ag News here on a Friday afternoon. But remember, you can always send us your Ag News by an email at WSMI@WSMIRadio.com. So again, for this Friday afternoon, December 4th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.